Justin Flukeback with you, joined now by Coach Tyler Herbster to talk Riverside boys basketball. The Cyclones finish up the regular season 13-6, going 7-6 in the Big 7 League, and three games here in the last week since we spoke, Coach, and all of them real competitive. I mean, I'm sure you feel like you had a chance to win all three. You're right there, but fall to Jeff West, beat Holton on Saturday, and then fall to Nemaha Central last night. So what's kind of the common theme, I guess? Anything that you saw from your guys just kind of collectively as a whole during these last three ball games?
You know, if you would have asked me going into these final four, I would have told you that I have this feeling it's going to be – you know, a 5-point game one way or the other. Just don't know whether we're going to be on the losing end or winning end of that, and it kind of seemed to be the thing. Last night's game against Nemaha Central was probably the first game, you know, that we really got down in the second half that I can remember by double digits, and we were able to kind of claw our way back in and fight back in and you know, get it down to a 3-point game and missed a couple shots there at the end. But, you know, over the course of the season, I've been pretty proud about, you know, how our boys have went in and, you know, played every single game, whether it's against really good competition, against, you know, a young team that's not as experienced. I just kind of felt like our guys kind of went in all 19 games this year and try to take care of business and played as hard as they could. So I've been really happy with the 19-game season that we had.
Yeah, no doubt, and you've had a lot of success, really the best boys basketball season that Riverside's put together in a while. So slow start against Nemaha Central. You mentioned kind of battling back and happy with that, but slow start, I'm sure something that you're hoping to avoid now heading into Substate.
Yeah, we spent hours and hours of practice really concentrating on our top of our 2-3 zone, boxing out, you know, Zach Kramer for Nemaha Central, and, you know, we started out the game with, I'm pretty sure he got 4 offensive rebounds on their first 4 shots, so, you know, wasn't happy with spending so much time in practice, you know, trying to avoid that from happening, and then that happened, but we were able to close out the first quarter 8-8, and, you know, it was 17-17 going into halftime, and then they hit a 3 at the buzzer in half, and then they made a basket, an and one at the end of the third. But, you know, we really came back in the, you know, final 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. I think we maybe got down 15 or 16 points and had a chance to tie it a couple times. So it was really nice to at least have one of those games where we got down and were forced to come back in case that happens to us here in the postseason.
I guess the balance is good. You continue to get a lot of guys scoring, but it looks like you're not getting that 15 or 20 from anybody at this point. I think Nehemiah Bird had 11 against Nemaha. That was the most against Jeff West last week. Maybe Miles Edwards with 13, the only guy in double digits. So I guess you're getting balance, but do you feel like you're missing a little bit of that firepower on the offensive end?
And I don't think that has as much to do with kind of our players as it does against, you know, because of Jeff West's defense and Perry's defense and Nemaha sure. Central's defense and Holton's defense. I mean, they're just so, you know, tough, physical, good teams that, I mean, it's going to have to take a team effort to beat those guys because they have good enough defenders on their team that, you know, they can shut down a guy here, the second best player here and there. And you know, I think to beat some of these really good teams in the Big 7, you know, it might be a little important to have some balance and not really lean on one guy because I think some of these really good teams can just, you know, take one guy out if they want to.
Well, I guess the good news is now as you look at the sub-state bracket and focus all the attention on the postseason, there's no Big 7 league teams in your 2A bracket. You open up against a familiar opponent in ACCHS as you drew the number 3 seed. You played the number 2 seed Marhamont Academy. You played the top seed Valley Falls. So have to like your chances and also have to love the fact that you know, you'll be playing more 2A schools and no Big 7 squads.
Yeah, I mean, I think just in general the boys are, I mean, it's nice to be in sub-state for a change and there's, you know, something that you're still really playing for that you guys, you know, we really want that, you know, we can actually have a goal to accomplish here. So, but no, like I said, we kind of might as well forget what we did against ACCHS and Mar Hill and Valley Falls. If anything, I almost feel like us beating those teams earlier in the season is going to make them work even harder. So, you know, we're just going to have to come out and do what we do best and play hard and see what happens.
And this team has some excellent potential, though. As you mentioned, what they've done against teams in their sub-state. Excuse me, do you feel like this is a team that's pretty hungry, that's excited to make some history here and the opportunity that lies ahead of them next week?
Yeah, I think so, because the seniors are, I mean, the seniors are good kids, and, you know, they want it, you know, just as bad as everybody else. I, you know, we've got a couple juniors that provide a lot, and I've kind of talked to them about, you know, you don't get this opportunity, you know, we might not have this opportunity next year, so you might as well play this, like, this is your senior year. And then we have a sophomore that provides a lot of, you know, minutes for us, and I tell him the same thing, that, hey, this might be your only opportunity at, you know, and making a run at state here, so let's not, you know, pass up this opportunity. And, you know, it's all going to start with today's practice and, you know, the next five practices moving forward. And if our, you know, we'll see how bad our kids really want it. And if they do, they'll come to practice and practice really hard. And I think if we do that, we should hopefully take care of business.
Should be a good sub-state. Great opportunity for your squad. Best of luck next week, Coach. Thanks for your time, as always.
All right, thanks, Justin.
And Coach Tyler Herbster of the Cyclones, the Riverside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Euler Law Office of Doniphan County and Dr. Andrew Euler Dental Office in St. Joseph.